Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The second baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Salazar. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Salazar steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard strikes out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Herndon strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McGuire. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knight hits a line drive into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Canseco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford juggles the ball. That's an error on Lansford. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Young fires to first and has Morrison trapped. There's the throw to Weiss who tags Morrison for the out. One out. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Pettis. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Pettis steals second. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hassie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a line drive towards left. Morrison chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Morrison. Parker moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parker moves to third. One out. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassie hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Don Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Herndon moves to second. 2 outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Canseco moves to second. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a line drive into left field. Parker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Parker. Pettis moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on young Pettis scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brookins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell bunts towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Javier is 0 for 3 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Javier moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Henderson now playing center field. Stan Javier now playing left field. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hasse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hasse hits a fly ball into left field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Alexander, and towards Trammell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pettis hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Jennings pinch hits for Walt Weiss. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jennings for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wallowander pinch runs for Larry Herndon. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 3 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Javier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Javier bunts towards the right side of the infield. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 4 in the game. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morrison. Hasse reaches second base with a double. Canseco scores. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baylor is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Petta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Mike Heath. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pettis is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pettis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.